And Blog Talk Radio.
And now I present to you that International Bible Teacher of Teachers, Seer Israel of Seed Royal. He will utter dark things and mysteries which have been kept from the foundation of the world, showing us the way to go. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
And now, Voices of the True Israelites, with your host, the Seer of Seed Royal.
To the four corners of the globe, praise his righteous and powerful name. Hallelujah.
We are live right now in Yahweh's radio, and we are live inside of the temple, and Voices of the True Israelites, camp number one. We are live, Yahweh's Radio and Yahweh's Ministry. We have the host, Seer Israel of Seed Royal, sitting back, observing, watching over the class as a roaring lion, like our forefather Jared did. We also got the elder in there, laying the whip game down on the teaching, and the young lions ready to do some roaring, to bag the elder up and say, Hallelujah, Yahweh. We at the top part of the Feast of Unleavened Bread. High Sabbath Day, we also want to let you all know we just got done ending the bottom part of the seven-day Sabbath Day as well. But right now, we at the top part of the Feast of Unleavened Bread. We say, Yahweh bless you and Yahweh be with you all. If you're anywhere between the facilities of Camp 1, Camp 2, Camp 3, Camp 4, Camp 5, and Camp 6, 70 miles anywhere of the facility, you should be inside of the temple. Sun going down. We keep the ball game rolling. It's not just about eating them up and drinking them up, but it's most important about hearing the word of YHWH Yahweh. So the class is rolling already. We've been here since the bottom part of the Sabbath day. Like we say, we had a double Sabbath going on, and we thank Yahweh for us being able to keep these Sabbath days. And let us know how we do it according to what we can read. And we got to do it as it is written. And we say, Hallelujah, Yahweh. We're going over to the class right now. And the whip game is being laid out right now. Got the elder rolling. The young lions will be doing some roaring. Got the mother sitting in the class. And we rolling. And say, Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
So they took down Jerusalem, right? Verse 7 and 9.
And afterwards, the children of Judah went down to fight against Canaanites, that dwelt in the mountains, and in the south, and in the village.
And in the valley. Verse 21.
Judges chapter 1.
Verse 21.
2, 8 and 9.
And the children of Benjamin did not drive out the
And the children of Benjamin did not drive out the Jebusites. So who did Jerusalem belong to? The Jebus. Not the Jacob, Israel, the 12 tribes.
Right. Hallelujah.
But the Jebusites.
Right.
Dwell with the family of Benjamin and Jerusalem.
Judges chapter 1.
But they're not the same. Benjamin and Jebusites. Now, Benjamin is one of the 12 tribes.
Right,
Jebusites belong to the Canaanites.
Thank you.
32.
I'm just explaining these two words. That's all we're doing.
Okay.
First Chronicles. We're going to read, baby. First Chronicles, chapter 11. Thinking about number 3. First Chronicles 11, 3. 3 to 7, Sister ABS, TV Princess Israel. I see you, Roy, then. 1 Chronicles chapter 11. 3 to 7, Sister ABS, TV Princess Israel, I see you, Roy.
Yeah,
First Chronicles chapter 11, verse 3.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore came all the elders of Israel to the king of Hebron.
To the king of Hebron. So this is King David. All the elders of Israel came to King in Hebron. And David what?
And David made a covenant with them in Hebron.
Great.
Before Yahuwah.
Uh-huh.
And they anointed David king over Israel.
Come on.
According to the word of Yahuwah by Samuel.
So we know that Samuel was the one that put the oil on David, right? Verse number 4, come on.
Verse 4.
Mm-hmm.
And David and all Israel went to Jerusalem.
Which is what? Jebus. Where?
Where the Jebusites were.
Where?
The inhabitants of the land.
So the one that was there before David came and took it was?
Jebus.
They called the land after death Jerusalem, right?
Verse 3.
Verse number 5, what did he say?
Yeah, verse 5. Mm-hmm. Verse 3 down to verse 5. I mean, verse 7.
Said to David.
And the inhabitants of Jebus said to David what?
You shall not come hither.
Go ahead.
Nevertheless, David took the castle of Zion.
So David took the castle of Zion, and which is
the city of David.
So now when we see the word Zion, it's either Yahdash, Judah, or the city of David, right?
Mm-hmm.
Verse number 7. Come on, read that.
Verse 7.
Next.
And David dwelt in the castle, therefore they called it the city of David.
So when they got a hold of that real estate, they didn't leave Jerusalem or Zion on the table, right?
Mm-hmm.
They called the land after their own name. Back over to you, young man. Verse number 1.
The book of Ecclesiastes chapter 5.
Mm-hmm.
verse 1.
Mm-hmm.
Keep thy foot when thou goest to the temple of Yahuwah.
They say, keep your foot. Now, this ain't referred to your physical foot. It referred to that tongue.
Yahuwah.
Come on.
And be more ready to hear than to give the sacrifice of food.
So the way you learn is by your ears, not by the tongue, right?
Right.
Go ahead and read it on.
Well, they consider not that they do evil.
So, go ahead.
Verse 2.
Mm-hmm.
Be not rash with your mouth.
Listen, be not rash with the mouth, go ahead.
And let not your mind be hasty to utter anything before Yahuwah.
Come on with it.
For Yahuwah is in heaven, in you upon earth.
Go ahead.
Therefore, let your words be few.
Hallelujah. How many?
No more questions. I don't care if it's right or wrong.
Bypass the elder, the man, that's why you will be confused.
Now, regardless if you have a study partner, if it's not in order, Yahweh is not going to ordain that. Soon as all of a sudden you look for something, you think it's one way, it's going to be a total different direction. Because the order is, find the man in leadership and get your answer, then go back and forth with the mothers with after you get it from the elder. Then you throw it back and forth. But don't, you can't jump the protocol. Get with the man of Yahweh first on your questions you got. You get it from him.
I got a question.
Okay, you got a question.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Okay. You know, I think it's in Matthew, so I'm not for sure.
Go ahead.
But where it says, two or three gather together, Yahweh said he in the midst.
Yeah, exactly. When two or three gather together.
Is he saying that it's got to be men?
No, it got to be, the angel just said that. It always got to be the man. The man is the lead. There ain't no way of getting around.
He leads
in the word.
I know the man, but if you ain't got no man.
But if you ain't got no man, then you still got to learn from the man. Yahweh, I'll take care of that part. You ain't got to have no man. You got the man when you come in, you're going to be a man somewhere in there. That man has the answer. That's why you got to make sure that man is the 37-12. Okay, then you both keep going through the protocol and until you get around to now this okay, here go the answer to that. Let's make sure the answer to that. Come on, hold that point. We're getting the answer to that now. Okay, let's go to Deuteronomy chapter 1 there, daughter of Yahweh. We're going to show you how you deal with that. We're going to Deuteronomy chapter 1. Let me show you how you deal with everything from the book. From the chapter 1. But watch this thing here. Watch it now as it unfolds. Read me two lines and see who you're talking to. Deuteronomy 1:1. Who are you talking to first?
Deuteronomy chapter 1, verse 1.
Yeah.
These be the words which Moses spake unto all of Israel on this side Jordan.
Good. So now, these words are spoken to who?
All the 12 tribes of Israel.
All Israel. Okay, good. Let's see what he says. In verse 13. Listen to this.
Deuteronomy chapter 1, verse 13. Take you wise men.
Take you wise men.
And understanding.
And understanding.
And known among your tribes.
And known among your tribes.
And I will make them rulers over you.
And I will make them rulers over thee. Go ahead.
Verse 14.
Listen good.
And you answered me.
And
said,
right.
The thing which thou hast spoken is good for us to do.
Now you see they said? What you just said? Oh, Moses, that's good for us to do. Now watch he said in verse 15.
15. So I took the chief of your tribe.
But I didn't take no any man.
The chief.
I got the chief men. I got the chief of your tribe. And what kind of men is they are?
Wise men.
Wise men.
And
so you go, hold on. Mm-hmm. See, you see what you got to do? You got to make sure that it can't be no any man. Not the one running Joe Miles. You got to get somebody that's a chief man of your tribe that is what?
Wise man.
This is good. Go ahead. Wise men that's known among what?
Your tribe.
Is that what it say?
Wise men and known. And made them heads over you.
And make them heads over you.
Judge righteously.
You see, the wise men have to hear the causes. among the brethren. They got to listen to it. Not going to now.
Between every man and his brother.
Yeah.
And the stranger that is with him.
Yeah.
Verse 17.
Now listen good, Adrian. Here we go.
You shall not respect person in judgment.
Uh-huh.
But you shall hear the small as well as the great.
You're supposed to hear the small as the great. Yeah.
You shall not be afraid of the face of man.
Right.
For the judgment is Yahuwah.
Now, see, the judgment is Yahuwah. His judgment is Yahuwah. Watch this. Here we go.
And the cause that is too hard for you.
Now, if the cause get too hard for these men up here, to get too hard for these wise men, listen.
Bring it unto me.
Then come to me.
And I will hear.
Then I will hear. But go through the process first. Go through the process first. Because every time we try to figure out what it says, we'll be figuring out wrong. The process first. Find a wise man, and we got an elder sitting there that's wise enough to take you to Scripture.
Hallelujah.
Well, if by any means it gets too hard for him, yeah, then I hear. But he's going to be able to take care of
himself.
Hallelujah. Well, see, well, so if it gets hard on him, then don't feel step in and give a shot at it. But he might pass it to the young lion. And if the young lion stumbling and bumbling around, he'll take it back and tighten it up himself. Because he has to see, can they answer that question? See, he got to make sure he knows what the young lions are doing. So the first thing you do before you holler out, take it to the elder. The elder point where you can get the answer from. If the answer is not slack enough from when he sends you to the young lions to get it, and to get back to him, and if you don't be able to straighten out, I doubt it, then I take a shot at it. That's the order. And when we do that order, we're in the order of Yahweh. But for a while going back and forth, because you know, you're not going to understand until we follow the, how we got to do this thing. Now go back to the Acts chapter 8 again. Go back to Acts 8 again. Because if the angel is the one to tell Philip, and the man was, see, the angel knew this man was humble enough to do one thing, although he was sitting in a chariot, he had big money in his pocket, but he had a humble spirit. He could have said, man, you come run to my chariot, man. I'm sitting here cool. I know what I'm reading. He could have took that way out. Don't take that way out. Always have the big ears and little mouth. That's how you learn. Big ears, little mouth. Then you learn, then once you've been learned, you get the breakdown, and Yahweh will come in and suck with you more. Through the leadership. Because the more you, with the right spirit put on the table, the more they'd be able to respond back to you. But if you go hostile, you cause a hostile problem on yourself. Then you never get the answer. So you're not going to be able to help nobody else. You don't help yourself. But you got to do it properly. And the 8th chapter, right, the 8th chapter again, and we'll look at verse number, what verse are we at again? Now, read verse 30 again. 8 verse 30. Who was reading that? Who was reading 8:30? Who was just reading?
I was just reading Deuteronomy 1:1, and I was.
But who was reading 8:30? Somebody read this right here. Hey, come on, Abel. Give me this 8 verse 30. Acts 8:30. Give me Acts 8 verse 30. That's 8 verse 30. Because remember when we went to them pagan schools, when the teacher or the professor is giving a lecture, don't we just sit there and just take notes? We never holler out at the professor, you know that. We and they were teaching you wrong, and we teaching you right. Just have the right spirit, and Yahweh come in and work with you. You know what I'm saying? Which we'll see how that, if you understand this way, he'll get leadership, the spirit take you another way to get you to understand. We'll get you to understand it. Just don't get frustrated right away. Come on, 8:30 there.
Okay, Acts chapter 8, verse 30. And Philip ran hither to him.
Yes.
And heard him read the seer Isaiah.
Yes.
And said,
Right.
Understandest thou what thou readest?
Do you understand what you're reading?
Verse 31.
Yes.
And Phil said,
right.
How can I, except some man shall guide me?
So a man got to guide you. This is just your first principle of understanding. A man must guide you. Not know any kind of man. Give this a rock. 37 verse 12. Not know any kind of man.
Mm.
See? What kind of man got to guide you? Not know any kind of man because he got 14 shoes and a washboard stomach. What kind of man in 37 verse 12 is a rock? What kind of man? Come on, go Mother Eagle. Go ahead and read it there, Mother Eagle. 37 verse 20. What kind of man?
It's
yeah. What kind of man got? What kind of man? 37 verse 20. What kind of man?
Book of Rock, that's
37
verse
20.
Be continued with the
Yahweh man. You got to make sure the man that is guiding you through the scriptures. What kind of man?
A Yahwali man.
A Yahwali man.
Whom doth know it.
That you know it.
To keep the commandments.
The law, statutes, and commandments. So you got to know that he keeps the law, statutes, and commandments. So that's the part you have to understand. You got to be a Yahwali man that you know it, keeping the law, statutes, and commandments. That's when the good understanding comes. Just not any man. You got to be a Yahwali man to keep the laws, statutes, and commandments. Now go to Sirach, Mother, King of Israel, 6 verse 6. Let's get some more. See, when we make our mistake and we jump all over the place, we be thinking sometimes we can go get something over here, something over there, but that, no, it don't work like that. Yahweh takes away from you if you don't follow the order of the Bible. This is what he says in Sirach 6, verse 6. This is what he says to the Israelites. An angel came from heaven to tell Hosea. Put this in writing. If you want to understand my Bible, if you want to understand my words, this is what you do. 6, verse 6. What does it say, Mom?
Sirach chapter 6, verse 6.
Listen to this.
Be in peace.
Be in peace.
With many.
You will be in peace with many.
Nevertheless, have one counsel.
That's what we messed up at. We all over the place with, well, see, this person got to say that. No. One counsel. Of what?
Of a thousand.
Of a thousand. We want to find out what this person's saying, what that person's saying, and that's why Yahweh take it away from you. He said, be in peace with men. You have plenty of friends, relatives, and everything else. Be peace with them. But when it comes down to this book, have how many counsel, Mother? What the Bible say?
Okay.
What it say?
One counsel.
One counsel. So when you jumped over the elder to discuss these scriptures with and understand it, that's why Yahweh taking away from you. Because you just jumped over to one counsel.
Yeah,
so when you did that, Yahweh took it away from you. Now you got to do the complex, confused look on your face. Good? Because we're not following the rule. Next, now verse 35. Why
y'all go out?
Why you say 35 and 37? Why did the Bible say?
Oh,
Acts. Sirach. We're in Sirach.
Oh.
We're in Sirach. See, and that's why you catch it with a complex look on the face, because we want to get around the order of what the man is trying to tell you. See, Peter recognized they was out of order, so Peter said, listen, we know you're out of order. We know you have been sitting over in the council in the southern kingdom. Y'all from every place all around the world, and y'all confused. But how you get unconfused, hear my words. Because Peter was the man of the hour. And when Peter stood up, the 11 stood up there and backed him 100%. That was the order. And everybody left out happy. Because they got in order. They were asking, what is he talking about? They waited till Peter broke it down to them. 35 through 37. Come on, Mother. Holler in that microphone.
Sirach chapter 6, verse 35-37.
Listen to this.
Verse 35.
Listen to this.
Be willing to hear every Yahweh discourse.
So you gotta be willing to hear. So you can't just thou be willing to hear all the discourse. Go ahead.
And let not the parable of understanding escape you.
So it'll escape you when you're not willing to hear. That was the only reason Ecclesiastes chapter 5. When you come among the leadership, have big ears and little mouth. That's where it starts at.
Verse 6. And if thou seest
that,
a man of understanding.
If you see a man, a Yahweh man of understanding.
Yahweh.
It shall be time unto him.
To him. Get to him.
And let your foot wear the steps of his door.
Of his door. Not her door. His door. You got a question? Follow the order and Yahweh will come in and sup with you. Go ahead.
37.
Listen.
Let your mind be upon the ordinance.
Make sure your mind is upon the law, statutes, and the commandments.
Mm-hmm. Of Yahweh.
Of Yahweh.
And meditate continuously.
Yeah, and meditate continuously.
In his law, his statutes.
Yeah.
He shall establish thine mind.
So then you won't be all over the place. That's how it works. So you won't be all over the place. You won't be murmuring, you won't be doing nothing. You be, because you follow the order. Once you follow the order of something, that's when it comes. But we got to follow the order. You got the question, you go through the elders first. The elder, if he's tied up, he'll pass to what teacher can get to help you out on that. That's the first thing you do. I got to get in contact with I'm kind of perplexed about this. Jerusalem and Judah over here, and what it mean over here. He'll break it down for you. If he say he ain't got no time for it right now, he'll flat you back to one of the teachers. And then get at it. That's the order first. Don't take it to your best sister friend, because that's where you'll get cut short at, because you're out of the world of God. Now close the Bible there, if that's where you'll go. That's why the women that's standing behind the pulpit is out of order according to the Bible. That's why they're all over the place. Because they're not doing the order of the Bible. And again, what is so important about this understanding that name Jerusalem was told to Moses in advance in the 20th chapter. This is what he said in the 20th chapter, verse 17, about this name Jerusalem. He mentioned a lot of names, but he specifically pointed this name called Jerusalem. This is what he says about this right here. In advance, they wouldn't even got to the land, but for something he wanted to be done. Abel Phoebe, and 20 verse 17 of Deuteronomy. What does it say, Abel Phoebe? Look what he says here. Deuteronomy 20, verse 17. Look what he says here. Abel Phoebe 20, verse 17. Look what he said to Moses in advance. When he born then.
Deuteronomy chapter
20, verse 17.
Verse 17.
Listen to this.
But you shall utterly destroy them, namely.
Wait a minute. But thou shalt utterly destroy them, what kind of way?
Namely.
These names, for his name, these names, I want you to destroy these namely. What namely I want you to destroy?
The Hittites.
That name don't mention no more.
And the Amorites.
And
the Canaanites. And the Perizzites.
The Hivites.
And the Jebusites.
Do you know, remember Ed read about who was the Jebusites, what they called their land? They called their land Jerusalem.
That's right.
So Jerusalem and Jebusites go together. This is Mr. Jebus. He the one gave the name Jerusalem. I want you to utterly destroy the Jebusites, and that's where the name Jerusalem came from.
Yeah,
and Esau just brought that name back to elevate you by bringing that name back and knowing it was contrary to Scripture. Watch it now. As is a commandment to destroy that name out your mind, out your mouth. Jerusalem.
That's right. Yahweh.
Go take over, young man. So you see, that name, Jerusalem, you got to know how to get around that name big time, because Yahweh don't want that name to come out your mouth. Who is that? So you see, that name, supposed to name it, go out your mind. So evidently, so we use that word Jerusalem, you know it don't supposed to come out your mouth. So you got to hurt and find out what's going on in this word, because Yahweh said, I want you to destroy that name, and that is our order. So you don't be fun around with that word Jerusalem, period. Because Yahweh gave an order of that name should be stored out your mouth. Namely, the Jebusite, as Yahweh, thy Yahweh have commanded thee. So you see, that's why you got to first get in the order, and Yahweh, the elder, would have broke that down to you. That name is there. Whatever, it ain't got nothing to do with it. That name was, when children of Israel went over there, they burnt up Mr. Jebby, his land that's called Jerusalem, set it on fire, and put their name there. That was what you read when we was reading over there, when the elder was reading over there. In the 10th chapter. That was the reading over there. We read in Judges chapter. They go in and they bought that up. They bought that up. So that man will be nowhere near you. You won't come up with no explanation for that word. Yeah, he told you to burn it up, didn't he? He said, Judah, go over there first and burn it up. And that would happen. In Judges chapter 1, and that would happen. Let's go back and see that that happened. Judges chapter 1. Mm-hmm. See, did he tell them didn't they put some fire to that name? Huh? So that means when he put some fire to it, that's it. He put some fire on that thing, didn't he, A.B.F. Peter? You're going to Judges chapter 1. And he told, and who's going to take the lead on this? Let's see who's going to take the lead in Judges chapter 1. Who's going to take the lead on put some fire on it? Pick up the verse 1. 10, 1, 1. Let's see what order Yahweh gave. He gave an order first. Let's see what the order is. Because they asked a question. See, they asked a question. Let's pick it up, the question. We don't know the question that they asked. Then watch how Yahweh responds. See, Yahweh, he will respond if you ask the right question. Let's see what was going on in verse 1. Judges 1, verse 1.
Now after the death of Joshua.
So they took the leadership of the children of Israel with Joshua, he had died.
That came to pass that the children of Israel asked Yahweh, saying.
So the children of Israel asked Yahweh, our leader is a past, he's dead.
Who shall go up for us against Canaanites?
Who should go up against the Canaanites? What order?
Fight against them.
And then, now you ask the question, now Yahweh don't get answered. Two.
Verse two.
Yeah.
And Yahweh said,
what?
That's how Judah shall go up.
Uh-huh. Well,
I said,
why?
Behold, I have delivered the land into his hand.
So I've delivered the land of the Canaanites into his hand. In advance, see how Yahweh talk? Get down to verse 8.
Now the children of Yahweh Judah had fought against Jerusalem.
So the children of Israel went fought against, see, remember, Mr. Jebusites, they up under the banner of, that's Canaan's son. See, that's the father's name here. So now Judah went up against them and done what?
And had taken it.
He'd taken it. And what did he do?
And smitten
it
with the edge of the sword.
And?
And set the city on fire.
And set it on fire. So it's like when you move into a house and on the mailbox is another name on the mailbox. What do you do when you get there?
take that name off and put yours on.
And that's what happened there. So he said, he took that name off that land and put their name there. And their name was not Jerusalem. Jebus, that's Mr. Jebus' name. That's what he named the city. So when you move in a place, you remove all, you tell the mayor, man, don't bring no mayor back for them. They don't hear. This is my thing now. Right? So I don't see my mail in the box. So ain't no more Jerusalem no more. That's Mr. Jebus. So that's why you got to see that word Jerusalem. Now it's just the author, then they throw that word back for spite to throw you off. But that don't work no more now. We got there. That word don't work no more. Jerusalem don't work no more. We know that word belongs to Mr. Jebus, the Jebusites.
So we see Judas and Jerusalem
is
the talking about the Jebusites.
No, I ain't never talking about the Jebus no more. Jebus is finished. So you got to be able to understand what words mean at a certain period of time.
Okay.
But we know, like for example, in the book of, I'm going to give you a case in point. In the end of Judges, let's go always to the end of Judges. Let's go to the same book of Judges. We're going always to the end of it. We're going always to the end of Judges to get a case in point. But see, the key to understanding, you first got to get in order first through the leadership. Then once you have a problem, you go to the leadership, and then they'll break it down. Stop thinking you get on your knees and get the answer. You ain't get no answer you need. You got to go through the leadership to get your answers, and then they'll pass it through and show you how to get your answers. I'm in the book of Judges. I'm trying to get to the end of Judges somewhere. I'm looking for some good stuff at the end of Judges somewhere.
18.
Okay, there you see that? You see what I'm trying to say? Remember, this is what it's all about. In 18 chapter, look what it says in verse 10. 18 verse 10 now. Let's read what you said there, A.B. Abib. 18 verse 10.
Judges chapter
18, verse 10.
When you go, you shall come.
No. But the man.
Verse 29.
What book am I? Look what it says. 19, verse 10.
Judges 19, verse 10. But the men would not tarry that night.
Yeah.
He rose up and departed.
Watch it now.
And came over against Jebus.
It was who? Jebus. Watch it now.
Which is Jerusalem.
So what is Jerusalem?
Jebus.
There you see that. That Jebus, the Jebusite. So there goes your Jerusalem. Jebusites, right?
Hallelujah.
Then you got to rehearse with the arrow. Then you have to bring it back. You have all just you want. It's still gonna get away from you. It's still gonna get away from you. You can put up all you want, pull them up. It's still gonna get away from you. You got to go through the order, then get in and start clicking in. Well, then you pass it on. Then you hold your questions for no time. Then we'll throw them on the table. Then we'll go in there and show you how the breakdown go. Read verse 11.
Verse 11. And when they were by
Jebus. When they were by Jebus, what's another name? What's another name of Jebus? Come on, Abel. What's another name for Jebus?
Jerusalem.
Right?
Yaqua.
Go ahead.
The day was far spent.
Yeah.
And the servant said unto his master,
what did he say?
I pray you, us turn into this city.
This city?
Of the Jebusites.
And who's the Jebusites there? Who the Jebusites that is?
The Jebus.
And what their name they play?
And
Yeah, you see that? Now you look at the looks you got. Now, put that on some notes. So now you see the breakdown? There go your breakdown. There go your breakdown. There go Jerusalem. Jerusalem, that's Jebus. And his kids call it Jebusites. See that? So that's when that's come back. Gonna be all over the place. Cause now we gonna break it down. It's our job is to break it down to you. And once you got it, then you sit around and talk with the mothers and the sisters and everything. After you got to break down to the leadership. You see that? That's how you do it.
Because we were doing this study before.
Okay.
To the elders, I went to the brothers. Nobody could answer
that
at the time.
Stay on that merry-go-round. Keep stay on the merry-go-round. You got to keep stay on the merry-go-round. Don't get off the merry-go-round then. See, you can't get off the merry-go-round for no reason whatsoever. Because you really ball for hours. You still got this guy. You're not like we do in the long line and everything else. And waiting on our, trying to get our travel license test. We're in the long line waiting. You got to wait. So stay on the merry-go-round. Don't think you can jump ship and get the answer. Then keep stay in the protocol. Stay in the protocol. Stay in the protocol and watch out company come. It ain't gonna jump in you. It got to go through the order. Then once you got it, you gotta hit others.
Even just reading the scriptures.
If you got a problem, you can read scriptures all you want. But when you got a problem and something you don't understand, go through the leadership and the process of it, get the answer, then keep moving. It's good to always read all the time.
We always do is read.
But what's the reason why
the scriptures? Right?
Okay, why we don't have it then?
Don't have what?
Why we don't have the understanding?
Because
we all want to read.
That's
where you got to go.
What she talking about, I just said to her, calm down. We done went through this many a time.
Yeah, many a time.
She should know that.
That's right.
Jerusalem is Judah.
Right. How many times we went through it again, Moses?
I got to understand
that. How many times we went through this, Moses? Say it again, Moses. How many times we went through this again, Moses?
Many times.
We went through this many a time. So what said Molly? You missed it too?
No, I understand, but what I was trying to ask about, you got to know when you talk about Judah,
yes,
and you talk about the genocide.
Right.
So in this case, you just got to read, he was talking about the genocide.
Right.
So back then when I asked that question, it was talking about Judas and Jerusalem.
Yes.
So that was talking about the genocide. That's all
right.
I was asking.
Right.
That's all. So now we got to understand what it's talking about.
Right.
We got to know if it's talking about two people or one person.
At what time, right?
Two different people.
Yeah, but what time period?
At what time period?
Oh,
but you got to know when we took the land.
Okay. So
right.
You got to know all that.
Yeah, right. See. David ain't born yet. See, all this is going on before David even born.
Okay.
So David ain't around yet.
So we got to know when David was born.
Yeah, when he came over there, remember the other raid over there in 1 Kings? When David went over there and took the strong one and told his big general, we'll go over there and jump them Jebusites, and then I'm gonna make you a big position. Then we had a place already called Zion there already. And they went over there, then David said, okay, it'll be the most Zion, it'll be my name. David put his name there. Zion was already there.
So after David becomes the Jebusite.
No, Jebusite finished.
No, I'm talking about
the Jebusite and the word of Zion is finished. When the children of Israel got there, they knocked off both of them names.
So in Isaiah, they both knocked them off then.
There you go.
Okay. So
there you go.
I thought it was there. I said, that's when you got to know about the tricky writers then. You understand how to trick. Master David taking them and removing them names. Remember when Israel read 49:11? You called this place by after your name.
Mm-hmm.
See, that was a prophecy in 1000 B.C. So whoever jumped the land put their name on it. So that right now, they don't jump the land and put their, they brought the name back.
So what you saying, Mother?
No, I was asking, David took the land, the city of David.
Right.
He took the land from
Jebusite.
He took it from Jebusite.
He took it from Jebusite.
Okay. So David did that before Judah took the land.
Well, when David, what the thing is, when David was, when he took the land, remember, Judah was all them together. So it's the land of Judah, but David, like, hey, you call it the land of Yada Judah or the land of David, because later David was the one that led the charge and said he's going to take the land.
As general.
Yeah, he was
the general.
Right. So he made it right. He sent the link, though. He like, hey, this is what the name is. He said, take this. Right. He sent Big Joab.
Yeah.
To bust the move. But he said it's going to be named after me because I'm calling a play on it. Right, yeah, he took it from the Jebusites. He knocked them on out. He finished them off. Yeah, he finished them on out. What Benjamin couldn't do, he went on here and knocked them on out.
And the Jebusites is a descendant of Canaan. They are descendants of Ham. And they are descendants of Ham. That's Ham's four sons.
So we got that now?
So that's basically the breakdown when you see that word.
That's right.
It's like right now, if we move into any establishment, we move everybody, the world was there, everything belongs in, we put it out.
Yahuwah.
We put our stuff on it now.
Yahuwah.
That's the name Jebusites. Mm-hmm. So that holy Jerusalem, if we know it don't work. See, we know it don't work. That's what the other camps use. All the other camps use they just stick with Jerusalem.
Mm-hmm.
All the big, even Bowie, his big Bowie and Daniel, they use Jerusalem. They use Jerusalem. See? Even that big old camp, they don't break it down. But we done broke it down years ago. Matter of fact, it was broke down in this class over 15 years ago.
It's
been broke down a long time ago.
She said confused.
Wait, so
no.
Canaan, the fourth son of who? But who's Canaan, the fourth son of who? Okay, so who is Judah, the fourth son of who?
Yahuwah.
Thank you. Give me 11 verse 4 there, A.B. David. Give me 1 Chronicles 11 verse 4. Let's see what that says.
Okay, 1 Chronicles 11 verse 4. And David and all Israel went to Jerusalem.
So David and all Israel went to Jerusalem. Watch it now.
Is Jebus.
Which is what? Which is whom? Which is whom?
Jebus.
Go ahead.
Where the Jebusites were.
Inhabitants of the land. You see that? So you see David there? So all the David and all Israel went to Jerusalem. Well, who was there?
The Jebus.
Which the Jebusites were the inhabitants of the land? Mm-hmm. And what happened next?
Verse 5.
Watch it now.
And the inhabitants of Jebus said to David.
And now the inhabitants of Jebus said to David.
You shall not come hither.
You ain't come up here.
Nevertheless,
what happened?
David took the castle of Zion.
He took the castle of Zion.
Which is the city of David.
And what David put on that Zion?
The city of David.
You see that?
Zion.
So you see that? So you see what David did for that Zion there? Okay, your Zion there is coming down. Now this Zion, when you see the word Zion, it means what again?
City of David.
You see that? City of David.
That's in this case, right?
No, that's what it means. That was Zion means. Okay. That's who took it first. David. And David is Judah.
Hallelujah.
Right? Verse 6.
And David said, whosoever smiteth
the Jebusites. Now, whosoever smite these Jebusites, what order?
First shall be chief and captain.
So he said, now the first one goes there and jump on Mr. Jebus talking about y'all. I'm going to make them to be the chief rulers. See, now they have the power to say, look here, now if y'all step into the place, and if I seniority, go up there and knock him out, I'm going to make you chief ruler. And Big Joe, after Big General, went up there and took that business. That's how he became the Big General. He broke out running. Oh, David was the man of the hour. I get a precept on that. And 1 Chronicles, daughter Yahweh 28 verse 4.
Say what?
1 Chronicles 28 verse 4. Get a precept on that. Mm-hmm. Precept. See? Now get a precept on that.
1 Chronicles 28 verse 4.
Yeah, what did it say?
1 Chronicles chapter 28. Verse 4.
Yes.
Read. Howbeit the Yahweh of Israel chose me.
He chose what did he use?
Chose
me. That was David said. He was telling all the big dignitaries, listen, Yahweh chose me.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what he's saying?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Before all the family of my father.
All the families of my father. You remember when Samuel told me, is anybody else here? He had all the big burly brothers there. He said, no, Yahweh chose me. Go ahead.
Okay. Howbeit Yahweh chose me before all the family of my father to be king over Israel forever.
Wait, how long?
Forever.
Go ahead.
For Yahweh have chosen Yahdah Judah.
Now Yahdah Judah
to be the ruler.
See, we are the ruling group. See, that was the little level child got to understand something. We are the ruling group.
Yahweh.
Yeah, although it's 12 tribes, but Judah is what they is?
To be the ruler.
Ruler. Now give me a precept on that by going to 2 Chronicles. And give me a precept on it. See, then when you precept the Bible, that's how you set the game sales down. See, you got to know how you set everybody down through the page of the book. Now you go into the Chronicle book and find out something here. What I'm looking for, I'm struggling now in Chronicles. I'm struggling in Chronicles about Some was said in the book of Chronicles there.
Chapter 6.
I'm struggling. And what I need in Chronicles to give me a precept on that, I need a precept in Chronicles. See, once you precept your Bible, that's the game. 5:6. Is that what the young lion just said? What does 5:6 say? We'll make it 5:2. Make it 5:2. Let me say here. Now read 1 just to make it sound good.
2 Chronicles 5:1.
What does it say?
That's all the work that Solomon made for the
house. What you read? 1 Chronicles 5:1. Let's see what you say.
1 Chronicles 5:1.
Chapter 5:1. Let's see what it says. Now
the sons of Reuben,
the firstborn of Israel.
So who was Reuben? The firstborn of Israel.
Okay, good.
For
he was the firstborn.
He was the firstborn.
But he got a butt
there. But for as much as he defiled his father's bed.
Yeah, that's what he did.
Birthright was given unto the sons of Joseph.
Yeah.
The sons of Israel.
Yeah.
And the genealogy is not to be reckoned after the birthright.
Okay, I'm good now. 2. 2.
Verse 2. For Judah prevailed above with his brethren.
Oh, so Judah prevailed above his brothers.
And of him came the chief ruler.
So Judah is the what ruler of the 12?
Chief ruler.
So everything we ran through Judah today.
Yahuwah.
So every Torah, if you're in the ministry, I don't care what ministry it is, if it's a part of Yahuwah, we ran through Judah. Because Judah is the what?
Chief ruler.
So whatever they got going on, if they ain't got Judah as the chief ruler, then the ministry is lacking. Judah is the chief ruler. Judah is the chief ruler. Judah is the one running the mouth now. And they run the mouth by all the Yahuwah come back. That's what we'll be talking now. One tribe will be talking now, Judah. They do all the talking right now. Why is that? Let's go to Psalms 76:1, Dale, Mother E. Let's find why so.
76:1.
Let's find out. And Mother Z, have me Psalm 60:7. Let's find out something. See, you want to make sure you understand you got to have Yahuwah before you. And Yahuwah is well.
Yahuwah
Judah is my lawgiver. But the one that taught Bible is who?
Yahuwah Judah.
Judah took all the Bible. So if you want the ministry, is who going to talk Bible? That who sits at the head of the Bible. Now the angel told David to put it right. Now the angel tells David to put that right. When it come down to Bible talking, who going to do talking? Give me 78, 68, daughter of Yahweh, Psalm. Get a priest up on that. So in the ministry, if Judah ain't sitting there talking, then you know at the end there, and you're not getting total of the completion of, because Judah got to be at the head of all this. That night.
78,
68.
The book of Psalms, chapter 78, verse 68 reads.
What it reads?
But choose the tribe of
Yahdah
Judah.
Chose the tribe of Yahdah Judah.
The mountain Yahdah Judah.
Uh-huh.
Which he loved.
Who he loved?
Yahdah Judah.
So that John 3:16 don't work through the angel, do it?
Sure
enough. So that don't work. When you find out who the Yahweh is?
Yahdah.
You see that?
So in this case, by saying Zion here, you could take Yahdah Judah or the city of David. It just tells you right there. You chose the tribe of Yahdah Judah, the mountain. Yahdah Judah, which he loved. Yahweh. Sometimes it'll tell you what they're talking about. The book, think of the book sometimes. God help us out with this.
So, now, and all Judah supposed to use what, A.B.F. David in Deuteronomy 33, 1 and 7.
Mm-hmm.
What did Moses say? All Judah supposed to make sure he got right.
Psalm 78, 68.
What did it say to A.B.F. David? Now, when Judah show up, he supposed to show up what kind of way? Deuteronomy 33, 1 and verse 7. How are you supposed to show up there, A.B.F. David? Let's see Moses' prayer. Moses put a prayer in. Yeah, I know he's from the tribe of Levi. But he put a prayer in. He got the best answer he could ever get. 33, verse 1 and 7.
Deuteronomy 33, 1 and 7.
Huh?
Verse 1, and this is the blessing wherewith Moses, the man of Yahweh, blessed the children of Israel before his death.
Yeah. Before his death. What do you say in 7?
And this is the blessing of Yahweh Judah.
This is the blessing of Yahweh Judah.
And he said,
right.
Hear Yahweh the voice of Judah.
Hear the voice of who?
Judah.
So he from Levi. Now ain't that humility? And that night? He from Levi. But he says, hear the voice of who?
God.
You see, that's called, that's a humble name. He's from another tribe, and his prayer was for them, for Yahweh to hear who?
God.
You see that? Go ahead.
And bring him unto his people.
And bring him to the peoples.
Let his hands be.
And all Judah needs is what?
Hand.
All you need to do is Judah turn his page.
Turn his page.
Yahweh come in from there. That's all you need. You ain't got to have no switchblade or nothing. Even a pen. All you got to have is all you got to be is turn the page. Then Yahweh step in from there. You see that? Now, give me a precept, daughter Yahweh. Now, I'm going to put a rabbit out of hat on you. I'm going to put a rabbit out of hat on you now. In Genesis chapter 49, verse 1, 8 through 10. Now, I'm going to ask the question, when did this come to pass?
Okay.
I'm going to pull a rabbit out of that now.
Okay.
When did this come to pass after we read the 49th chapter, verse 1, 8 through 10? When did this come to pass that we can read? Pull a rabbit out of that on you.
Genesis chapter 49, verse 1.
8 through 10, then I'm going to pull a rabbit out of that.
Verse 1.
I'm going to pull a rabbit out of that now. After we read that, we'll put a red out there.
Genesis 49, verse 1, 8 through 10.
Yes.
Verse 1.
Now remember, we'll put a red out there now.
Okay. And Israel called his son.
Yes.
And said, gather right. yourselves together,
huh?
That I may tell you that which shall befall you in the last days.
Now this prophecy is for what days?
Right now. The
right now. This prophecy is for right now. On the last day, me and A, B, and B, B, right now.
Verse 8 through 10.
Listen.
Verse 8.
What?
Yahweh Judah, thou art he whom your brethren shall praise.
He said, Yahweh Judah. So that must be, hold that point, that must be a 721, ain't it? A 2 Samuel 721 there, most of Israel. This must be a 2 Samuel 7:21, isn't it? Hey, most of Israel, what do it say that we can read in 2 Samuel 7:21? This must be a 7:21 here, isn't it? Any most of Israel? Huh? Make it 19.
2 Samuel.
Yeah, 7:19.
Chapter 7. Verse 19.
Yeah.
And this was yet a small thing.
Yeah.
In thy sight.
Yeah.
O Yahweh.
Huh?
But thou hast spoken also of your servant family for a great while.
So all this respect for Judah and all this bowing down, it must be when?
For a great while to come.
So that must mean right now that prophecy is still open. And the only one I see in the line for this is Yahweh's voices.
Of the true Israelite.
Because we don't see nothing. It's nowhere in the history. This hasn't started yet, has it? So it's still to come. That's why we got to get in order for this right here. This is a prophecy we going to fulfill. Because we know it ain't happening.
Right.
What we're we reading now, read again. That prophecy Moses had again. What we at? In Genesis 49?
Mm-hmm.
What we read now? Let the brothers do what? Let the brothers do what? In verse 8? Genesis 49, verse 8. Let the brothers do what?
Yahweh Judah, thou art he whom the brethren shall praise.
Now the brothers are all 11 tribes. So you know that ain't happened yet, have it?
Sure.
They look at us and get away from us, don't they? So sooner or later, come to you. That's why I'm saying we got to get in order. Go ahead.
Thy hand shall be in the neck of your enemy.
Hey, Yahweh's voice up to his mind. Ain't we the hand of the enemy right now?
Yeah.
And we doing it?
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Thy father's children shall bow down before you.
Oh, so the father's children of the tribe will do what?
Bow down before you.
Okay, go ahead.
Verse 9. Yahweh Judah is a lion's whelp.
And Yahweh Judah is a lion's whelp.
From the prey, my son, you are born up. He stooped down. He couched as a lion. And as an old lion, who shall rouse him up?
Mm-hmm.
Verse 10. The scepter.
That means the scepter. That means the rulership. The rulership.
Shall not depart from Yahweh Judah.
So that means through the bloodline, Judah will be talking right now.
Nor a lawgiver.
And Judah will be talking about what? The law, statutes, and commandments right now.
Hallelujah.
From between his feet.
That means a bloodline. So the bloodline of Judah will be talking right now. And all what I know that's really talking Judah's bloodline and talking that kind of talk is Yahweh's voices.
The true Israelite.
I mean, I ain't hearing it. I mean, I'm talking about other things. I mean, this is what the Bible's saying. But I'm going to go back to the 49 verse number. I think it's 8 or 9. I want to know when this start happened. I want that precept on that. Read again, 49 verse 8.
Judah.
Yes.
Thou art he whom your brethren shall praise.
That's what we're supposed to praise.
Your hand shall be in the neck of thine enemy.
Yes.
Thy father's children.
Yes.
Bow down before
you. Now, give me the precept on that. What the precept on that? Now, he said, who will bow down?
Your father's children
gonna bow down. Now what a precept on that. What a precept of the father's children bowing down to you. What a precept now. I know I made it plain enough. Y'all both know it. Ain't no thing about that. Ain't no thing about it. Just go to Acts chapter 10. Let's go to Acts chapter 10. Yeah, Acts chapter 10. Let's go to Acts chapter 10. I told you I'm pulling a rabbit out of there, don't you? Didn't I tell you? I'm pulling a rabbit out because they had a controversy all the time about this guy over here. And now we can get this nail dressed in and there. He must, according to prophecy, this guy is the brother. Because he feels prophecy about doing something he did in the 10th chapter. He fulfilled prophecy in the 10th chapter. He feels that prophecy. Let you know this brother, he is a brother of the 12 tribes, because he fulfilled the prophecy to the man of Yahdah Judah. He fulfilled the prophecy, y'all. Y'all know that. I told you I'll put a rabbit out of hat on you. We're going to 10th chapter, Daughter of Yahweh. And we're going to look at the 10th chapter. We're going to Acts chapter 10. Acts chapter 10. Daughter of Yahweh. We're going to Acts chapter 10. And we're going to pick it up at verse number. We'll pick it up at verse 23 just to walk into it. No, pick it up at verse 22. Just to walk into it. 22.
Acts 10, 22.
Yes.
And they said, Cornelius.
Cornelius.
The centurion.
What kind of man is he?
A just man.
He's a just man.
And one that feared Yahweh.
He fears him, Yahweh.
In a good report among all the nations of the Israelites.
Yeah, exactly right.
Of the Israelites. Was warned from Yahweh by a righteous angel.
He was warned by, we're at verse 23 now. 10:23.
No, we said finish up
23. Oh, okay, go ahead, okay.
To send for thee. And
remember, like the young lion said his word, Jew means Judah. It's good for Judah.
Yahweh.
Judah Israel. Go ahead.
And to hear words of thee. Verse 23.
Wait a minute. What? Yeah, well, you know, that's the sheep. That's what we're here for. Sweet, you're supposed to come empty if you can't confuse, then we straighten you up.
I'm trying to just make me look somewhere else.
Thank God.
Okay, Monica, shut up and just follow instructions. Okay, I
get it,
Monica.
We won't do it
again. Now, why the prophecy people fear, daughter?
Verse 25. And as Peter was down at his feet.
Fell down at his feet.
And worshiped.
And done what?
Worshiped.
Did we read that thy brother's going to worship me?
Yeah.
So here goes the fulfillment of it. And who is they worshiping? Let's find who they worshiping. He reads.
Verse 26, but yeah. Peter took him up, saying,
yeah.
Stand up.
Yeah.
I myself also am a man.
And he can tell you a little bit more about himself about being a man.
27.
Yeah.
And as he talked with him.
As he done what?
He talked.
And so that don't so he thought talking with him.
He went in.
Yeah.
And found many that were come to him.
So he found the many that fulfilled the prophecy back there in the lake. 28.
And he said unto them,
what did he say?
You know how that it is an unlawful thing,
yeah,
for a man that is of Joktah Judah.
Is man who?
Of Joktah Judah.
And he said that your brother's going to bow down to you, Judah.
Yeah.
Did we read that? So Cornelius was the one, the brother of the tribe, so he wasn't no white man.
That's right.
to get the answers
to the question.
It works like that sometimes. But don't make no business cards up on it. Don't make no business cards on it.
I don't know what you mean by that.
You know, sometimes people say, kick a door and it falls and stop, it lines up. You say, oh, man, I guess I made some business calls from kicking doors. No, I ain't worried about that, brother. You give up that time.
No, this ain't never the intention.
No, I'm saying
it's about getting understanding.
Okay, good. I'm okay.
That's what I'm reading, verse 5.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Verse 5. And she dwelt under the palm tree of Deborah.
Yeah.
Between Ramah.
That's where she was at.
And Bethel.
Yeah.
And Mount Ephraim.
Right.
The children of Israel came up to her.
They came up to her. What was she at again?
In Mount Ephraim.
That's where she was at. And they came way down there to get some judgment from her. So they bypassed the temple site where the Levites and the male was at.
Who put her in that position, though?
Yahweh. Well,
right.
You know why? Because you had, at that case, that time you had what's called weak, you had weak leadership at that time. So at that time, so she built him up and going to take that job because he told her, he said, I ain't going out unless you come go with me. That's what that sounds like. What man going to say that? I ain't going out unless you come go with me.
That's not the point.
The leader was weak.
Y'all
can't
raise a woman up
in these days. Yes, he can raise a woman up. Yeah, he can raise a woman up. Remember, he raised a jackass up to get the brother straight, didn't he?
He showed up.
So he can raise a jackass up. You know he can raise a woman up.
Speak of
Balaam. That's right. He raised a jackass up. Yeah, a woman got opportunity to do that.
About that.
We always talk about them man. But yeah, but no, this happened again. No, you've been to a role again, but no, that's not the order of the Bible.
Just read.
I know, but remember what Paul said, right? Remember what Paul said? Let's go read what Paul said.
Right?
I know, but you remember what Paul said. Paul went back over that. Oh, that first Timothy, Paul went back over that. He said something on that point.
Learn from a man.
Yeah.
We learning from none but me.
Right.
So shouldn't we be capable of
exactly right.
Men now? Exactly
right.
From men, we got. I mean, what about men don't
want to
come here right now? Aren't we capable of showing them?
You capable of showing them?
Come.
That's right.
We were taught by men.
That's right.
We got some men don't want to come around.
They don't want. That's right. That's right.
I'm just saying. So we got to learn.
We got to learn. That's right.
So that we can be able to teach men, because I got ain't no men in my house. I got to teach my boys.
Exactly right.
So that's the only reason I come to here to learn, because I, this woman, me, have to teach them young men.
Exactly right.
Grow up and be men.
And that's a great thing.
But ain't the same. Long as we come here learning from y'all men,
yeah,
and
well,
take
exactly
it
right.
Out there.
In that case, you're talking good.
That's all I'm saying. I'm saying we're not going outside.
Okay, you talking good.
At least I'm not.
Okay.
I'm not reading scriptures.
Okay.
Get a better understanding.
Exactly right. His right place gets sealed up. Exactly right.
But that ain't the way he was saying it.
No, that's not. That's exactly what I'm saying.
But
I have two witnesses behind what I'm saying.
But he makes a statement in Timothy now pertaining to that. Now he makes this is what he says in Timothy, daughter of Yahweh. He says, this is what he says. Paul said, raised from the womb, in Galatians 1:16. This is what he said. This is what Paul says. What he says. We pick it up at verse number 10 down to verse 12. Now pick it 10 and 13. Let's see what Paul says. No, 10 to 15. Let's go on and get it all 10 to 15. We're going to see what Paul says. You know, Paul was raised from the womb. Hey, daughter of Yahweh, Paul was raised from the womb in Galatians 1:16. And this is what he wrote after he was raised from the womb. 2, verse 10 down to verse 15. Look what he says.
He said Galatians.
No, 1 Timothy chapter 2. Verse 15. First Timothy chapter 2, verse 10 and 15.
Okay.
First Timothy 2, 10 through 15. Let's see what Paul says.
First Timothy chapter 2, verse 10 through 15.
Listen to this.
Verse 10. Therefore I endure all things.
What's the reason? First Timothy chapter 2, verse 10.
First Timothy chapter 2, verse 10 through
15. This is Paul talking now.
But which becometh women profession Yahwehliness. Now, forgive me if I'm wrong for saying that, but I said here. With righteous works.
Okay, righteous works.
11. Let the woman learn in silence with all subjection.
Mm-hmm.
12. But I suffer not a woman to teach, nor to assert authority over the man, but to be in silence.
Read that verse again.
First Timothy chapter 2, verse 12, read. I suffer not a woman, Paul reads, Paul.
Yes.
Suffer not a woman to teach,
yes.
Nor to assert authority over the man.
Yes.
But to be in silence.
So when a man around, she both do what?
Shut
up. Okay, that's right there. A man around, shut mouth. But in Timothy, when the young babies around, the young men's around, and all the young folks around, they both open the mouth. But when a man around, shut the mouth. That's what Paul said. Did Paul say that?
Well, Paul, he's saying,
What Paul saying?
Authority over the man, like that woman shouldn't have that authority.
That's right. The woman had that authority over the man.
Over that man, as far as the leadership, she shouldn't.
Right. That's right. When that man that knows he's talking about a Yahwehly man, know, close your mouth up, let him take the lead, get the information, then take it back to the young ones, young sons and daughters.
Well, that's what we're supposed to tell all the
people. That we're supposed to tell them all. What's the Bible supposed to go read verse 12 to them? You read that verse 12 you were talking. Read again, daughter. Yeah, we're taking that too.
But I suffer not a woman to teach.
Okay, go ahead.
Nor to assert authority over the man.
No authority over the man.
But to be in silence.
Be in silence. He'll tell you why.
Well, first.
This is Paul talking now. Now, Paul is breaking it down to Timothy and Titus to make sure they prepare to take his business. He's talking to them, Timothy and Titus, the one going to take over after he disappeared or go in another direction. So he's straightening Timothy and Titus out right now about what to do. 13.
For Adam was first formed in Eve.
Yeah.
14. Adam was not deceived, but the woman.
Adam was not deceived.
Being deceived was transgressed.
Yeah, son. Go ahead.
15. Notwithstanding, she shall be saved in childbearing.
But she'll be saved in childbearing.
If they continue in the covenant.
But, what?
She shall be saved in childbearing if they continue.
What kind of way?
In the covenant.
In the covenant.
In charity.
In charity.
In righteousness.
Yeah.
With sobriety.
Is it? I mean, low key. Sobriety means low key now.
Uh-huh.
I don't say low key. With that order, understand what 12 saying, then the blessing will be poured to you. As long as you keep remembering verse 12. Now, we'll precept that by going to the 14th chapter. And it's precept. It says, when you precept the Bible, then you precept it. Then there's a small fear set, not precept that.
First
Corinthians 14. Then we're going to precept that. It's game changing when you precept the verse.
You're
going 1 Corinthians 14. So when you go read Deborah and Judges, you and somebody say, well, take a precept, that then you stuck. You know precept behind that. So you got to have a precept or something to establish it.
So
that was isolated there.
That happened,
but that was isolated. But remember, you got to have a precept to back up a scripture. But it will be no precept to back that up.
What about Judah?
Okay.
What about Judah? What she did?
She did some great things. She didn't want to cut the head. She cut the head off. She done some great things. But then she brought it back to who? The leadership. She built the leadership back up. Now y'all going to take care of all your business. I'm going back and mowing again. She built the leadership again. Got some jelly back in them. She stepped up as a woman to pump them up. Put some air in their tires. Came back and brought the head back and pumped them up. And so now y'all take y'all position. She said, I'll take over from now since y'all won't do it. No, she built them back up and went on about her business. That was it. So she was well informed by her husband, by Alfred. She said, I was taught well by him to know what to do in this case. See? That's how you break that down. Now, in 1 Corinthians 14, let's pick it around by verse 33. Read verse 32 just to make it sound good. Daughter Yahweh, 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 32, just to make it sound good. Listen to me say here.
1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 32.
I want to just ponder on 32 for a minute. Read 32. Why? What's it saying, 32?
1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 32. 32 reads.
Uh-huh.
And the spirit of the seer.
And the spirit of the seer.
Are subject to the seer.
To the seer. The spirit, that means a word, the word of the seer. Is subject to the who?
The seer.
Y'all hear that? That's who got the words. Got right there. Now what are you telling them? Look what he said in verse 33 now.
Well,
Yahweh is not the author of confusion.
But of peace.
But of peace.
In all.
The congregation of children of Israel. The saints. Of the saints, right?
The saints.
Now, look what he said in verse 34 there. Hey, daughter, ABFT. Look what he said in 34.
Yeah.
Look what he said in verse 34. ABFT, listen to what he said in 34. For most of you, you listen and you reflect this back when you get off the phone. Verse 34.
1 Corinthians 14:34.
Yes.
Let your woman keep silent in the congregation.
So now she was married when she when she married. That's why she had her own little spot down the way, didn't she?
Right.
She had her own spot down up on the palm trees the way, didn't she?
Right.
That's what she had. She wasn't in the congregation talking that talk, was she?
No.
Because the book says that in the congregation, these people will be doing what?
Keep silent.
Because she had her own spot somewhere. Was she up on the palm tree somewhere? Did she have a cottage up on the palm tree? Did we just got to read over there where she was at?
Yeah, but this thing, I'm
my question is.
My question is, we was not in the congregation. We was on the phone.
Where's he pulling this from? That's the point. He brought in a big word called a law.
I sure did.
I want to see it too. Let's go back to Genesis 3:16. That's all. That's all we gotta do. Let's go back and see what is law is. He says also that y'all got a problem with what I'm saying. You can go back in the law and read it. Now what we gonna do? We gonna follow the instructions. Go back in the law and read it. We're going to 3, and we're going to look around by verse 16 down to verse 18. Let's read it then. Let's read it. 3:16. That's all you need, 3:16. He says it's written in the law. He said y'all got the problem. Paul was telling the northern kingdom and Zora them all over there. Y'all got a problem with what I'm saying? Go back and read Genesis 3:16. Come on, daughter.
Unto the woman, he said, I will greatly multiply your sorrow in your conception.
Uh-huh.
In sorrow you shall bring forth children.
Go ahead.
And your desire shall
be. And your desire, husband. Hold on, and your, whatever your desire is, you might ask the woman, what is your desire? Well, I want to be a boss. I want to be a president. Well, no, that ain't your vibe. That ain't your first desire. Well, I want to be a, no, that's not your first desire. Your first desire is what, daughter?
Shall be thy husband.
And
he shall rule over you.
So that's going to be your first desire.
Your husband.
That your husband. For him to do what over you?
To rule over you.
That involves all the men around Adam and Eve. So this is your first desire you're supposed to be. And when you know that you got a good one to work with, they'll tell you, look, you just, Calgon, take me away, Yahweh, man. Calgon, take me away, Yahweh, man. Because you're supposed to do what over me?
Rule over
her. Is that what we read?
Yeah.
This is what Yahweh says.
Yeah, long as
he's a Yahweh, that's why you have to make sure he's a Yahweh man now.
Yahweh,
that's right. That's the point we're making. That's why you got to distinguish what kind of man it is. It's a Yahweh man. But the man positioned to what, daughter? Hey, dog, what's the man positioned to do?
Rule over the woman.
Rule over the woman. That's why you got to make sure you're election sure. Then, and what's going to come out of her mouth is Ruth chapter 1, verse 16 now. Now, after this verse right here, what is her response supposed to be? Let's find out. Let's go to Ruth chapter 1, verse 16, find out what is her response. Now, to go and find what's her response, once you read this to your better half, I'm supposed to rule over you. Now, what you want, what do her response supposed to be behind that? Does she give you a combat? Or what's she supposed to say? Let's precept that in Luke 1:16. Let's find what the response supposed to be. Ruth chapter 1, verse 16. Come on, that dollar.
Okay, 1:16. Ruth said, entreat me not to leave you.
Go ahead.
Or to return from following after you.
Go ahead.
Whether thou goest, I will go.
Wherever you go, I will go. Behind you told me in 3:16.
Thou lodgest, I will lodge.
And wherever you lodge, lay your head down, my head gonna lay down at you.
And your people shall be my people.
And your people, whatever people you say your people is, they mine too.
And your Yahweh, my Yahweh.
And your Yahweh, my Yahweh. Mm-hmm. So once you read 3:16, they supposed to come back behind it with a comeback with that 3. At 1:16. Said, whatever you own, then I'm on then.
There must be a wonderful man.
There's got to be a Yahweh man, but that's the kind of spirit a woman got to have, and that's when you know you work with something. When you show up 3:16, I'm going to rule over you. Yeah, rule over me, Yahweh man. Whatever you own, I'm on. How about another precept on that? Let's go to chapter 4, verse 8. There's no precept on that.
But you got
to know he keeps law, statutes, and commandments. So that's why you got to know what he's doing.
Yeah.
Now we're going to Tobit chapter 8, verse 4. Come on now, too much skin in the grin going. Too much skin in the grin going. Let's get back to the Bible. Let's go back to Tobit
chapter
4. 8, verse 4. Listen now.
Rolled out of the bed and said, sister, arise. Let us pray to Yahweh. Let us pray that Yahweh will have pity on us.
Now, who did what?
Tobias rolled out of the bed.
Mm-hmm. And
said, sister, arise. Let us pray to Yahweh.
And now, what he said to her? Now, what he said to her?
Sister. Arise and let us pray that
come out that bed. Come out of that bed, woman. That's what he said, right?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
Arise and let us pray that God will have mercy on us.
Go ahead. Come on, amen.
Then began Tobias to say, blessed art thou, O
Yahuwah,
thou father.
Then Tobias started
doing
the prayer.
Mm-hmm.
Blessed
is the righteous and glorious name forever.
So Tobias is letting you know about some
Yahuwah.
He didn't
see these either.
No, come on,
amen. Bless you and all thy creatures.
Yeah.
Six, thou madest Adam and gave him Eve.
Now listen, Abib.
What is helper and stay?
What is his better half to be
here?
Helper and stay.
Of them came mankind.
A helper and a stay. You know what stay means? A helper and a stay. Stay. You know what stay is?
What is it?
Stay. You know what stay is? I have gone on the road too long, but you know what you tell them? Stay.
Stay.
Stay. You know what stay means?
Stay and endure.
Yeah, stay. You know what it means?
Stay. And endurance is the same thing.
Yeah, okay. Stay.
Just ask a question.
Right, just stay. That what he said? Yeah. Read it again. Read that verse again.
Okay. Blessed is the right name.
Okay,
thou madest, verse 6, thou madest Adam and gave him Eve, his wife, for a helper.
Now, what was Eve's purpose and what was Tobias' better half purpose? What was the deal? To be a what?
To be his helper.
To be his helper.
And a stay.
And a stay.
Not a sty, but a stay.
Helper and a stay. That's what the better half is for you to be a helper and a stay.
Chapter 8, verse 6. Okay. So stay means that you don't depart from each other.
That's right. Stay.
She can't
run away. Stay. A helper and a stay. When I call it, roll with it. Stay. A helper and a stay. Is that what we're reading?
Yeah.
So we're reading helper and a stay, right?
Yeah.
And what happened next?
Verse 6. I'm in chapter 8, verse 6.
Yeah.
Of them came is mankind.
Now by them came mankind.
Thou hast said, it is not good that a man should be alone.
So it's not good. It's not good for man to be alone.
Mm-hmm. Let us make unto him an aid like himself.
You know what aid is? You know you go to any job and then you ask, well, I can't see the supervisors because what is the aid in the room? You know what that means, right? The helper. I can't get the supervisor or the aid in, right? You know what that means. Go ahead, Ray.
7. Now, O Yahuwah, I take not this my sister for lust.
I don't take her for lust now.
But uprightly.
For uprightly.
Therefore, mercifully.
Yeah.
Ordained that we may become aged. Together.
So that would mean by stay. Let's stay together. Yeah. Who made that record? Al Green?
Yes.
So there's right there. So that's what that stay means. Let's stay together. There it is, Mother. I'll wait till the Bible answers your question, Mother. Yeah. Okay, now we got to stay. Let's
and
stay
she
together.
Stayed with him.
And then she beat him talking then by saying what?
Hallelujah.
Hey, that's yes. Hallelujah. Is she going to come out alive? Hallelujah. Leave me. Hallelujah. That's the hallelujah.
I remember
she trusted in Yahuwah, the man. She said, look, leave me. I stay. I'm going to go over with you. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Is that what she said?
Yes, what she
said. Is that what she said?
She saw. He showed her.
Where's it say in verse 14:35 now?
1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 35.
What?
And if they will learn anything, let them ask their husbands at
Ask your husband where?
At home.
At home.
For it is a shame for a woman to speak in the congregation of the children of
Israel. That's Paul talking. Paul raising the womb to talk like this.
But well, she don't have a husband now.
But then she don't have a husband. If Paul's raising the womb to tell you, then that means you have found your leadership. You have found your leadership. The seer be your husband. The seer be your husband until you find one.
Can't get in touch with the seer.
Okay. But then he'll point it towards them young lions. Verse 36. Listen to this. 36 now.
36. What? Came the word of Yahweh out from you? Or came it unto you only?
Okay, good. Go ahead.
37.
Watch it now.
If any man think himself
to be a seer.
To be a seer.
Or
spiritual.
Or spiritual.
Let him acknowledge that the things that I write unto you are the
I'm telling you the commandments of Yahweh. So a man of Yahweh, the elders, the teachers, will tell you what?
The commandments
of Yahweh. Show what the Bible say on that subject matter. But he said, look at 38.
38. But if any man be ignorant.
But if you want to be ignorant about this, Israel.
Let him be ignorant.
You be ignorant about yourself. That's the order. Show the order of the Bible. That's all we can do. Show the order of the Bible.
39. Wherefore, brethren? Covet to prophesy.
That means always go back and peek and see what the Bible say about it.
And forbid not to speak.
And don't start mumbling all around, bumbling around with the mouth.
40.
Watch this.
Let all things be done decently and in order.
And back to the young lions again.
Young what?
Back to the young lions again.
Be done decently and in order.
All
right. Hey, Sister Phoebe.
She's not in here.
Y'all got an understanding of when you read that Isaiah 37?
Now you call Sister Phoebe. Did you look around and see what you're there? You just sit there and just... Huh? Come on
now. All right.
You look around. Look around for you to start. Look around and see first. Then, you know, look around. There, young
man. All right.
You saw it run them out.
All right. Let's get a second witness on that, you know, that Jebby real quick. All right, let's get a second witness on that Jebby. On the Joshua 18:28. Yeah, the book of Joshua 18:28. Alright, Mother E, Joshua chapter 18, verse 28. The book of Joshua, Oshia. Chapter 18, verse 28. Go to the book of Joshua, chapter 28. Joshua chapter 18, verse 28. Joshua chapter 18, verse 28. All right, Mother E. Joshua chapter 28. Joshua chapter 18, verse
28. Book of Joshua, chapter 18, verse
28. And Zebulun, Elisha, 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 Elisha,
All
right.
Go ahead.
second with us on that. Give me Joshua 15:63. Look at Joshua chapter 15, verse 63. Mother Eve, the book of Joshua, chapter 15, verse 63. Now, I'll call you.
She gonna get that whip out, trust me. That whip hurts.
She's been
hit with that whip so many times.
Look at Joshua, chapter 15. And for the genocide, they can have this Jerusalem, the children of Judah could not drive them out. But the genocide dwell with the children of Judah and Jerusalem unto this day.
All right, remember
that? Call that verse out again.
That was Joshua chapter 15, verse 63. Maybe they got to read in Judges chapter 1. Maybe just read that. All right. All right, back to Isaiah chapter 37. Back to Isaiah chapter 37, 31 and 32.
Verse 6 reads,
what reads?
And the sons of Ham,
Ham,
Cush,
Cush,
name he got Sidon.
His firstborn.
So his firstborn name was Sidon.
And Heth.
Uh-huh. And Heth, okay.
Verse 16. And the Jebusite.
Oh, stop right there. So the Jebusite was his boy, right? All right, so we got the Jebusite, which was Canaan's boy. That's his third son, right? Okay, so now we got Jebusites, and we know they was living in a region over there that we call Israel today. But let's find out. Let's go to the book of Deuteronomy. Mother D.F. Israel. Let's go to Deuteronomy chapter 19. And what I want out of there? Let me see. Let's go to Deuteronomy chapter 19 and give me verse number 14.
Deuteronomy chapter 19, verse 16.
Yes, ma'am, write this down. Deuteronomy chapter 19, let's pick it up at verse number 14.
Deuteronomy chapter 19, verse 14.
Mm-hmm.
And these nations which thou shalt possess,
mm-hmm.
hearken, listen, unto, observe of time, and unto diverse...
No. Deuteronomy chapter 19, verse 14.
Oh, I'm in.
Thou shalt not
remove your neighbor's landmark.
So you saying you can't remove your neighbor's landmark,
Which they thou of old time.
Which they of old time what?
Have set in thine heritage.
And inheritance, so they of old time, these landmarks is from old time, which was set in their inheritance,
Which thou shalt inherit.
Which everyone going to inherit.
In the land that Yahweh gives you to possess it.
So you can't take the land, Mother E, Mother Z, can't remove the landmarks, and you can't take nobody else's landmark, right? But we always been reading was David took the land of the Jebusites,
right?
And named it after their own father. In 49:11, the elder put that down. And but let's find out who land this was. You see what I'm saying? Because we don't want to make it seem like that the children of Israel was doing some sin. You feel me? That they were taking landmarks. I need an exit. What did it say? He can't steal?
He can't steal it.
What I'm looking for, I can always go to, it's one of Exodus. But I can find it in another spot. But let's just get straight to the point. I was looking for one. I don't want Exodus chapter 5. But I put it on the table, Mother E. Since I'm there, give me Exodus 5:19. Because remember, you can't take no one landmark, but remember they said of old time, these lands was given to people for inheritance. You see what's going on here? So that means, remember, we got Mount Sidon. How we come up with these names? Mount Sidon, Zion. Remember, these are all Canaanite names. You see what's going on here? We got Mother E, when you give me that Deuteronomy 5:19, you can put it on the table. Give me Deuteronomy 5:19. We'll just go that route. Remember, you got these names that we see in the Bible, Zion. These are all Canaanite names, right? The children of Canaan name because they named the name of the land after their fathers. Okay, so we want to find out what happened. How did this happen? So let's put this on the table and let's just so we can get a clear understanding about these things. After Mother Eve gave me this scripture.
Book of Deuteronomy, chapter 5, verse 19. Verse 19b.
Mm-hmm.
Neither shall thou steal.
neither should bow still. Elder put that in so profoundly a few months back about these commandments about what we can't do. And he went over these things, and one of them was the Deuteronomy 5:19, and neither shall you steal. So you can't take someone's landmark. So let's find out what they was talking about, Brother Titus, teaching Brother Titus in the book of Jubilee chapter 10. Let's go to Jubilee chapter 10 and give me, what we want, round 28? Can we go a little bit farther up, Brother Titus? Let me get a book. I don't have my book. That's the whole thing. Yeah, we want to kind of, we can get right to the crux. We want to get a pack in where read it on right into it about how he was talking, how they were talking and talk, telling him what not to do, how the Yahuwah gave him all the land. Yeah, we want to read it all the way in, then find out how bold they was after they got the blessing. So, where we can kick it off at, Elder? What would be a good spot? I'm at 10 now.
Yeah. I've got it at 31 Ham. Father starts to talk that talk.
All right, we can pick it up at verse 30. Brother Titus?
What page,
That would be page 52.
Hallelujah.
Book of Jubilee, chapter 10, verse 30.
Yeah, matter of fact, let's go up a little bit more than that.
Let's get Hammond.
Pick it up at verse 28.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, we pick it up at verse 28. We can bring it on in from now.
All right, the Book of Jubilee, chapter 10. All right, I'm reading out of page 52.
Mm-hmm.
Canaan illegally takes land.
Right, we ain't need to subtitle. Okay. But we'll roll with it.
All right, verse Jubilee chapter 10, verse 28. And Ham and his sons went to land which he was to occupy, which he acquired at his portion, in the land of the south.
Okay, so which he acquired at his portion. So Ham got the land of the south, okay.
Verse 29. And Canaan saw the land of Lebanon, to the river of Egypt, that it was very good. And he went into the land of his inheritance to the west.
Read that again. Slow down.
And he went not into the land of his inheritance to the west.
So he didn't want to go to the land of his inheritance towards the west. That is what?
That is to the sea. And he dwelt in the land of Lebanon.
Okay.
Eastward.
And what?
And westward.
Because, okay, the east and the west. Okay, continue to read.
From the border of Jordan.
Mm-hmm.
And from the river. And from the border of the sea.
So Canaan didn't want to go to his own land.
Hallelujah.
All right, what happened in verse 30?
Verse 30. And Ham and his father and Cush, his Mizraim, his brothers, said unto him.
Now look, remember, read that again, mother, in Deuteronomy chapter 19, verse 14. Remember what they said in Deuteronomy chapter 19, verse 14. What did he say in Deuteronomy chapter 19, verse 14? It was something that was said there, and look at the law. It's our foundation, but then we'll go back and look at Jubilee, and we're going to see, does this all take place? Deuteronomy chapter 19, verse 14.
Deuteronomy chapter 19, verse 14.
Mm-hmm.
Thou shalt not remove your neighbor's landmark.
Okay, remove your neighbor's landmark.
Which thou of old times have set in thine inheritance.
Everybody got their inheritance, because remember, Ham got his inheritance. They went towards the south. And then that south was giving his son a little piece of land. And he told him, hey, look, you dwell in this little western part of the land I gave you. But he said he don't want to go there. Canaan said, I'm not going now. I'm going to take this land over here to the east and the west.
Incoming voice call.
have set in thine inheritance.
That's right.
Which you shall inherit in the land that Yahweh, your Yahweh, gives you to possess it.
Mm-hmm. So this thing was set up in what time? In old time, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So now we're finding out these things were set up in old time. Now what happened, Brother Titus, in verse 30 again? That was Deuteronomy 19, verse 14. You can't take your neighbor's landmark. Everybody got, each nation has their own inheritance according to what their father got. And they got their own piece of land. Canaan said he don't want to go to his land. He liked the land of, they call it Lebanon, but he liked the land of Shem's land. So he wanted a piece of Shem's land. He said, I'm going to take the east in the west part, right? Okay, now, let me case the point here. Now, watch this. Before we go there, before Brother Titus read that, let's go to the book of Genesis. Let's find out something here. Remember, it was something that Yahweh told. Remember, something that Yahweh said in the book of Genesis. Let me see if I can pull this out. He told somebody something in the book of Genesis. Mother D.F. Israel. Let's go to Genesis chapter 9. Mm-hmm. Remember something that was said about
Yahweh.
And we're going to read the whole storyline so we can get understanding what this curse was about. Now watch this. Genesis chapter 9. Pick it up at verse number 20. Mother D.F. Israel.
Genesis chapter 9. Verse 20.
Yeah, pick it up right there.
Verse 20. The Lord began to be an husbandman.
Mm-hmm.
And he planted a vineyard.
Most of them planted a vineyard. He
was trying
to get it in and break it.
Hallelujah.
We try to get it in this evening too. Hallelujah. After the word.
After the anointing, I'm going to give me some of it too.
Hallelujah. Yes, ma'am. Keep reading. It's something we're going to read all the way down.
To 27.
21. And he drank of the vine and was drunken. Mm-hmm. And he was uncovered within his tent.
Mm-hmm.
22. And Ham, the father of Canaan, saw the nakedness of his father.
Mm-hmm.
And told his two brothers without.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 23. And Shem and Japheth took a garment.
That's right.
And laid it upon both their shoulders.
That's right.
And went backwards and covered the nakedness of their father.
Mm-hmm.
And their face were backwards.
Mm-hmm.
And they saw not their father's nakedness.
Okay.
Verse 24. And Noah woke.
And Noah woke.
From his wine.
From his wine.
And knew what his younger son had done unto him.
Okay. Now watch this.
Verse 25. And he said,
what?
Cursed be Canaan.
Cursed Canaan.
A servant of servants shall he be unto his brothers.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 26. And he said, blessed be Yahweh. Yahweh of Shem.
Yahweh who?
Of Shem.
Oh, so Shem kept up with some Yahweh, huh?
Yahweh.
And Canaan shall be his servant.
Okay, stop right there. Now, the curse, remember, Canaan was a curse, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, the movie just made, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, right. Now let's go back and see the move Canaan for the mess. Now we're coming back to you, Brother Titus Israel, as you were.
Yahweh. All right, I'm at middle verse 30. All right, Book of Jubilee, chapter 10, verse 30. And Ham and his father, Cush, and Mizraim, his brothers, said unto him,
what'd he say?
You have settled in a land which is not yours.
You can't settle. He said, you settle in a land which is not yours.
And which did not fall to us by lot.
Mm-hmm. So he's saying, this is not our lick. This is not our land. What you doing? You can't, you settle in this land. This land didn't fall on us. This land don't belong to us.
Right, right. That's right.
And who it don't belong to? What name? Who we read about? No. Whoa.
Mother.
We say Cush. Let's go back, Brother Titus. Read it up in the beginning of verse 29.
Verse 29, and Canaan saw the land of Lebanon.
Canaan saw the land of Lebanon. What happened?
To the river of Egypt.
That's right.
That it was very good.
It was very good. And what he do?
And he went into the land.
Come on.
Slow and he went not into the land.
All right. He went not what?
Until the land.
Uh-huh.
Of his inheritance to the west.
See, the reader is one of the most important key factors of everything, because the reader got to make sure that they get the thing down pat and reading it the correct way, because you can mislead the people. Because you have people thinking that he went into his own land. You see what I'm saying? But you got to make sure you get that key important word in there. He went not into his own land. So you don't want to read too fast. We'll take our time. We're going to make sure we teach the national audience so they can catch on to this. Remember, we don't want people thinking that Yada Judah was in the wrong. Mm-hmm. So that says read. So Canaan went into a land that was not his. Now let's go back and pick it back up at verse 30, and we're reading about Canaan. Now what happened in verse 30? Pick it back up where you left off at.
All right, I'm in the middle of verse 30.
Pick it back up where it says, thou hast settled.
All right, thou hast settled in a land which is not yours.
Who?
You talking about Canaan.
Read it.
All right. Talking about you, Canaan, has settled in a land which is not yours.
Hallelujah. You, Canaan, has settled not in a land that's not yours. That's right. Remember, the reader is very important. The reader is very, very important, because the reader has to understand what they read. If the reader understand they read, and the person's giving a breakdown, come back and say, who? The reader got to be like, we're talking about Canaan. That's the 1-2 punch. We bagging each other up. So we got to make sure we all on one accord, and we bam. Who we reading about? Canaan. All right, we back at it.
All right.
All right. Hallelujah.
All right.
Hallelujah.
You, Canaan has settled in a land which is not yours.
That's right.
And which did not fall to us by lot.
Okay.
Do not do so.
Do not do so. Do not do what? What are you telling them? Do not do so. What are you talking about? Continue to read.
All right. Do not do so. All right. For if you do so, you and your sons shall fall in the land and be cursed.
And be a curse?
Yes. Through sediction.
Uh-huh.
For by sediction, you have settled.
Can somebody look at this word, sedition? This word, sedition. Let me see, can I pull it out real quick? Anybody can help me pull it out. Just in case we need that word, sedition. We want to make sure we know what that word is. He said, don't you do so. But what are you talking about? Don't do what? What are you talking about don't do?
All right. You and your sons shall fall. You and your sons will fall in the land and be a curse.
Okay. But he says sedition, the crime of creating a revolt, disturbance, or a violation against the law, civil authority with the intent to cause an overthrow or destruction. Compare criminal to
destruction.
So what he's saying is, I want a better definition of that. Let me see, can I get one better than that?
Was that Mobley of Israel?
Let me read it again. All right, we're going to read it again. Sedition from the Google Dictionary. It reads, sedition, the crime of creating a revolt.
Revolt.
Disturbance.
Disturbance
is a good word.
Yeah.
Or violence against lawful civil authority with the intent to cause its overthrow or destruction. So he's talking about you're going to create a sedition. He says you're going to create a disturbance.
Mm-hmm.
So remember, he's talking about what? Canaan going to take the land
that's not his.
That's not his. Causing a disturbance. I continue to read.
All right. Okay. For by sediction you have settled. By sedictions will your children fall.
So by this disturbing, your children are going to fall.
And you should be rooted out forever.
Uh-huh. 31.
Dwell not in the dwelling of Shem.
So whose land he's going to take?
Shem.
He's going to Shem's take land. Shem land. He said, I want a piece of Shem land. Continue to read.
So what they call now the Middle East land never was, but we know, African land or Ham land. It was whose land all the time?
Shem land.
You see that?
From the east to the west.
That's right. All east, all west. And that red pass comes right across that sea all the way over to Utah. All that's east to the west.
All that's east to the west.
No, so all that west coast.
Right.
Now, they fill the earth with all this, but remember, this is what happens when earth right now, everybody to take each other, took each other name. Judah part of that thing. What is that? What are you saying, Hosea? Hosea 5:10. What did he say, Mother Z? And Hosea 5:10. Let me see. That what I need. Judah did some stuff too. Now. We jumped to the book of Jubilees, chapter 9. He read 14 and 15. Yeah, and remember, that is pertaining to the oath that they made. The sons made, Noah, his sons made an oath about the land going to the sons of Noah and Noah's sons. Everybody got their own lot. But Judah did some things too now. Don't get it wrong. Don't get it twisted. How you think Zoe them in over there with the boys and King James them men is in over there in that land over there in Japhetic land? How they got over there? They living over there for a very long time. Let me try Hosea chapter 5, verse number 10. Let me see that says that link up. Let me see what he said about Judah. Let me get that proof. I'm going to lay my eye on it. Let's see what he said in Hosea chapter 5. Yeah, Hosea chapter 5, verse number 10. Let's see what he had to say about Judah in verse number, Hosea 5, number 10. We ain't just going to put it all on camera. You see they got their butt beat over there and kicked out the... Hosea chapter 5, verse number 10, Mother Z.
Hosea chapter 5, verse 10. The princes of Yahda Judah was like them that removed the
bound.
Bound.
Like that. That's exactly what we need. The princes of Yahda Judah were like them that removed the bound. The bounds that Yahda Judah was removing was the land. Yahda Judah was taking land. So they was guilty of that too. Remember, you can't take someone else's landmark. So Judah removed the bounds by taking other people's landmarks as well. Remember, some of them was snatching stuff up. They went over there to Prophetic land and took them some land too. But now we're coming back to you, Brother Titus Israel, C. Roy.
We're back to Book of Jubilees, chapter 9.
Going back to, you finished up Jubilees, chapter 9. We're going back to chapter 10.
All right, back. All right, back to Jubilee, chapter 10. All right. I'm at verse 33. Jubilees.
Pick it up at verse 32 again. All right. Let's read that again.
All right, Book of Jubilees, chapter 10, verse 32. Jubilees, chapter 10, verse 32. Cursed are you,
mm-hmm.
And cursed should you be beyond all the sons of the Lord.
Yeah, that's right, Cannon.
By the curse by which we bound ourselves by an oath,
mm-hmm.
In the presence of the righteous judge,
mm-hmm.
And in the presence of Noah, our father.
That's right. 33.
But he did not hearken unto them.
So he ain't paid them no never mind, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, Kenneth, then what did he do?
And dwelt to the land of Lebanon, Shem.
And dwelt in the land Lamanah, which is Shem's land, really. He dwelt in the land of Shem.
From Hamath.
Uh-huh.
To entering of Egypt.
That's right.
He and his son.
Uh-huh.
Until this day.
34.
And for this reason, that land is called Canaan.
So now we know why the land was called Canaan. Because before we was born, Canaan was already there. Canaan was already there in the land. But now we know. So that must be a piece where you can call, wait on that call and finish that. You can go on here and hand that. Just go on here, Brother Titus. You can go on here and finish it out. Huh? I ain't talking about you on the phone. Yeah, I'll pass the number when you get on the phone with if they did. All right, Brother Ty, that's back to you, Brother Ty, this real city rule. I just want to point that out so we can know for sure that these lands that Jerusalem and the Jebusites, all these lands, they was over there already living in a curse because you can't take no one else's landmark. So the land was already belonged to us. The land of Israel, which they called Canaan in that time, already supposed to have been ours, but the land was hijacked before we was born by Canaan. So when we went over there kicking some tails, we was actually taking our land back.
All right, it's a precept. It had about moving your neighbor's landmark. It's a precept for that. Move your neighbor's landmark. All right, we're going to real quick. I'm going to pick it up at Book of Job real quick. Move your neighbor's landmark. Going to Book of Job.
Hallelujah.
Go to the Book of Job by moving your neighbor's landmark. Go to the Book of Job. Go to the Book of Job by moving your neighbor's landmark. Go out to the Book of Job. Go out to the Book of Job. Move your neighbor's landmark. Move your neighbor's landmark. Go to the Book of Job. Book of Job. All right. Let me get a Daniel 2:16 on that. So I'm finding what I'm looking for. Read me Daniel chapter 2, verse 16. Mother D.S. Israel. Daniel 2:16. Daniel 2:16.
Okay, Daniel chapter 2, verse 16 read. Daniel chapter 2, verse 16. Then Daniel went in and desired of the king that he would give him time and that he would show the king the interpretation.
Luyakwa. All right. Luyakwa. All right.
Deuteronomy
27. Make that verse 17.
Luyakwa.
Romans chapter 27, verse 17. Romans chapter 27, verse 17. Yeah, chapter 27, verse 17. Romans chapter 27, verse 17. Mother E. Romans chapter 27, verse 17.
Curse be the man that maketh any grave or molded image, and the abomination unto the Yahweh, the work of the hand of the craftsman, and put it in a...
Give me Deuteronomy 27, verse 17, Mother. Deuteronomy 27, verse 17. I'll read it again.
Oh, no. Deuteronomy 27, verse 17.
Hallelujah. What?
Blessed be he that removes his neighbor's landmark.
That's right.
And all the people that they say.
Hallelujah. Now even when Moses' time came around, read verse number 11, Mother D. F. Fish, Mother E.
Verse 11.
We can pick it up verse 18 one more after we know who he's talking to.
Verse 11.
Yes, ma'am.
Deuteronomy 27:11. Look at Deuteronomy 27:11. And Moses charged the people the same day, saying, verse 12, he shall stand upon
Mount Odessus, charged the people same day, saying. Then we drop down, read verse 17, if you want to throw 18 in there. But we want to know he made sure who he was talking to. So we know he was talking to in verse number one. Who he was talking to, Mother, in verse number one? That's what I should play, verse number one.
And Moses with the elders.
And Moses with the elders. That's right. Israel, what did he do?
Commanded the people, saying.
What did he say, Mother?
Keep all the commandments which I command you this day.
Uh-huh. And we know he charged the people. And say it to him in verse 17 and 18. What do you say, Mom? In 17 and 18 to the people of Israel.
Verse 17.
Mm-hmm.
Keep all the commandments.
Remember, Mother, we read about Canaan removing his neighbor's landmark?
Right.
Okay, continue to read.
And all the people shall say.
What they say?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
18.
Hallelujah.
Cursed be he that maketh the blind to wander out of the way. And all the people shall say. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Let's get one more precept on that, Mother D.F. Israel. Hope you write this down, Mother D.F. Israel. You got some homework. Proverbs.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, we're going to chapter 22. Let's pick it up at verse number 28.
Hallelujah.
Proverbs chapter 22. We're going to pick it up at verse number 28.
Proverbs chapter 22.
That's right. Y'all got that, Mother? Proverbs chapter 22, verse 28. This is the precept. Because remember, when Canaan cannot, that land that David and them were taking, when the children of Israel were taking the land of Canaan, Canaan, they was taking their land back. They actually was taking their land. What do you say in verse 28?
Proverbs chapter 22, verse 28. Remove not the ancient landmark.
Don't remove the ancient landmark, the oath that they made. Remember, they made an oath. In the old times, those are ancient landmarks of the fathers of Noah, Shem, Ham, and Japheth, and they son. Everybody got their own land.
Right.
Continue to read.
Which your fathers have set.
Which your fathers have set. Mm. You see how this thing go?
Yeah.
I'm going to tie this real to you now. I just want to throw a few more in with you.
All right. Give me that Proverbs 23, verse 10. Proverbs 23. Verse 10. Mother E. Proverbs 23, verse 10. Mother E. Proverbs chapter 23, verse 10.
That's right. Proverbs chapter 23, verse number 10.
Proverbs 23, verse 10. Mother E.
That's the same one.
move not the old landmark, and enter not into the field of thy father, of the father.
Again, he said, don't do it. Look what's going on here in Proverbs 23, verse 5. Watch this. Proverbs chapter 23, verse 5. Look what's going on here in Proverbs chapter 23, verse 5. All right, Proverbs 23, verse 5. Mother Z. Mother Z. All right, Mother D.F. Israel, give me Proverbs chapter 23, verse 5.
Proverbs 23, verse 5. Will thou set thine eyes upon that which is not for rich, certainly make themselves wings and fly away as an eagle towards heaven.
All right, we got some key verses here. We got some key words. They fly away as the eagle. Who this eagle is real quick?
Hallelujah.
Let's see who this eagle man is real quick.
The eagle man.
Let's see who the eagle man.
Hallelujah.
Proverbs 23, verse 5. Let's get a name on this eagle. Mother Z. Let's get a name on this eagle. Let's get a hit real quick. Let's go to Obadiah real quick. Go get one up in Obadiah real quick. Yakwa. Let's go to find out who this eagle is. Yeah, we're going to book of Obadiah. We're coming back here. Let's go to Book of Obadiah. Go to Book of Obadiah. Let me get there. Go to Book of Obadiah. All right. Give me Obadiah chapter 1. Obadiah chapter 1, verse 1. And then we're going to read down, then we're going to skip down verse 4. To give us the answer right here. Obadiah chapter 1, verse 1, and then verse 4. Mother E.
Mike. Got a microphone right here?
That's outside.
Oh, that's outside?
Oh, it got me good with
that one. It's concerning Esau. All right, so skip down. We got a name on the table. Skip down verse 4.
Verse 4. So thus exalt ourselves as an eagle. And those God said it, that yes, it was a star. Then,
so this eagle here, this eagle, is Esau, this fast son. Like you see on your dollar bill, you see on your quarters. The eagle is everywhere. Even over in Europe. We know that Japhetic land. They got the eagle logo everywhere. So Esau can't hide himself no more. So that eagle, you see, it's everywhere. That's the post office. You see an eagle there. You know about that, now it's impossible to kill a bald eagle. But we know a bald eagle is a what? A predator bird, right? A predator bird. It's a sacred bird. They come down real fast on them. So they come down real swiftly, very fast. All right. Let's go to real quick. I'm going to get another hit on this eagle. So we know eagle is Esau. So-called white man. All right, give me, we're going to Jeremiah 49. Want to book of Jeremiah chapter 49? On the book of Jeremiah chapter 49. All right. All right, Mother E. Hey, Mother E. Give me Jeremiah chapter 49, verse 22.
Behold, he shall come up and fly as the eagle, and spread his wings over the bourgeois. And at that day shall be mine of the tiger.
Ain't no testimony been said yet? No testimony been said yet?
I read that verse 22 again. Talking about descendants of Esau.
Okay.
So Esau. Mm-hmm.
They took some landmarks.
That's right.
Talk about it.
Well, he took some landmarks. Everywhere he go, he conquered.
So what happened? Bring him home. He's a baby right
now. All right. All right, let me get a hit on that.
Found on young lion.
So he take land through violence real quick. Matter of fact. Let me get an ass on that real quick.
Take your time, young man. Get an ass on that.
Want to book a Nahum real quick. I'm going to start off with that real quick. It's getting warmed up. Want to book a Nahum.
Young man, getting warmed up.
Let's go to book a Nahum. We're going to book a Nahum.
Young man, getting warmed up.
Book a Nahum.
Yeah,
I'm going to book a Nahum. I'm going to get in the mic real quick. We're in the book of Micah real quick. All right, give me book of Nehemiah. Give me book of Micah, chapter 2.
You skipped it, Nahum.
Yeah, make that Micah chapter 2. Make that Micah chapter 2.